It's confusing because last year, 2009, Christmas fell on a Friday.
Friday, yeah.
So Christmas Eve was a Thursday. And President Obama granted federal workers 4 hours leave, you know, non-emergency people,
right.
4 hours leave on Christmas Eve, and that was a great thing.
To cut out early, essentially.
Right. Now, this year, Christmas is on a
Saturday.
Saturday, so it will be celebrated on a Friday,
right.
So Christmas Eve will be on a Thursday.
Right.
And the question is, and it, you know, people aren't sitting riveted by their desks. I mean, these are real people. They're doing real work. But a lot of people would like to know, are we going to get any time off?
Right.
4 hours would be nice.
If nothing else.
And you know, as I think, the average red-blooded American male starts Christmas shopping about noon, right. December 24th. I'm case in point,
yeah.
You know. So if you want to jumpstart the economy, if you let hundreds of thousands of people, Washington area, 350,000 people, if you say, hey, You got a half a day, and they may take the rest of it. Go spend some money. Go out and do things. Now, across the country, Huntsville, Alabama, huge federal population. Ogden, Utah, huge populations. But the question is, will the White House do it? Now, last year, in retrospect, it was a no-brainer. 2009 was the golden year, the epitome of good things that happened to federal workers.
Right.
This year, totally different ballgame.
Yeah.
We've gone from a small pay raise to a two-year pay freeze. We're going to talk of furloughs. We're going to talk of downsizing, maybe through attrition, maybe not. The plans to hire people to bring in these inherently governmental jobs that were contracted out by the Clinton and the Bush administrations, bring them back in government. All this is kind of on hold, and so we don't know what's going to happen. But the idea that it's an automatic yes that the president is going to give federal workers time off before Christmas is not automatic.
And as you say, this isn't, it might be nice just in terms of, if you're getting your pay frozen, might be nice to give 4 hours, for goodness sakes. It doesn't, in the grand scope of things, it's...
Right. And again...
Although it's hard, because, you can already hear the people out there saying, they get 4 hours.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You have this anti-federal worker feeling in the country that didn't exist, or if it did, it was under the surface.
It wasn't as loud.
Yeah. And so, it's a tough call. In the Washington area, we think it's a no-brainer. Let them go, and it makes it easier for people like us. A, we have something to report.
Actually, for you and I, who need to be at the malls that day and finishing up our Christmas shopping, keep them in the office.
Exactly.
That way we can get around and
give
our
us
stuff
the money
done.
And the time.
Right.
But you've got to go beyond the Beltway to see how this will play in Peoria. And so we don't know. Oh, the other thing I should mention is the 15th. Last year, the announcement was made on the 15th. So Wednesday could be possibly D-Day. That may
Christmas Day.
It's 10 days before 10 days before Christmas, and you know, the time to give agencies planned time to prepare and workers time to prepare. So we should know something soon, and what we may know is nothing.
Over history, you've been watching this a long time.
Yeah.
This isn't necessarily a given.
It's not a given, and in fact, in Wednesday's column, I've got a mini history of the what presidents did for over holidays, and it was kind of surprising who did what, and of course, the calendar has to work with you.
Right, yeah, because it's always, you get those occasional years where Christmas is on like a Wednesday.
Right. Well, the irony of it is, when Christmas is on a Tuesday or a Thursday, typically, you know, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, they've often given federal workers the day off, the Monday before a Tuesday Christmas, or the Friday after a Thursday Christmas.
Part of this is a little bit farcical, because there's scores of folks who are taking vacation just saying, I'm out of here, there's no reason for, you know, so it's, you know, it's like that, the day between Thanksgiving and that Friday after Thanksgiving. There's not much real work going on.
In quote, researching this,
right.
The history of the holidays, I got no help, by the way, from OPM. But Suzanne Kubota last year wrote a piece quoting Loretta Doan, and you did a piece where you had Loretta Doan on your show. She's the former administrator of GSA,
right.
And she was explaining how it works. And I did not know this until I read your piece, but she said that boss can give people up to 59 minutes off.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be 60,
right.
Know, but it can be 59. And the practice, the underground practice in many agencies, in many offices, in many components, is at Christmas Eve, they just take off.